The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Mark Story today, my co-host of note. Good morning there, Mark.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yep. 7:07 in the morning. Good morning, everybody, on the 17th of November, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And today, we've got a number of things happening. John Cello is coming in here with some kind of surprise thing going on. George Runner, State Board of Equalization, is going to be on. We're going to talk to him about this plan of moving money around from the high-speed train funds to other funds. Can they do that? And, of course, always Jana Laird's going to be here with Cascade Christmas. But we always start off with Bob, Bad Bob, and the weather.
Cloudy skies this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. The high around 65 degrees, overnight low, getting real close to the upper 30s. Partly cloudy skies rest of the week. Next chance of rain as we look forward into the forecast. Nothing in the next, well, probably not till next Wednesday is the first chance of rain in the area. Currently we have 37 degrees in Redding. Radar is clear, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where our customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. Good morning there, Marcus.
Good morning.
And this is the first time you've co-hosted with me.
It is. I'm excited.
Okay. Hey, last night, Chris Paranto, who is one of the co-authors of this book, 13 Hours, the movie's coming out on January 15th. Let me tell you, I saw the trailers, so they showed some of the trailers to the music, to the movie. And Paranto says that this is the book captures what happened. He says the film captures what happened, Michael Bay.
And he says
they were very respectful of what happened there, and including the parts where they were stopped from going in. They captured that. They captured the aftermath and the whole thing. But he had a lot of information. And I was fortunate enough to meet him at another place earlier before it started, and we all had a chance to sit down and talk a little bit. And the guy is it's nonstop for him. And I guess maybe it's a couple of the other guys who are out giving talks. And it's not a speech. What he does is he goes out and he just says, this is what happened. And he talks about that 13 hours there. This is what happened that night. He talks about his fellow operators that were out there, and it's a very relaxed, off the cuff type thing. It wasn't like he was dressed up in a suit and tie standing up there. No, he had a pullover and talked about what happened. He gave his comments about what happened and things that he knew. And now I think it's important that people know is that he and his team could have saved Stevens if they had been released when they first started, because the first calls came in. He said the first call came in, it was like, we're under attack. He says very calm, and they had given radios to the security guys over at the embassy annex there. And so when they because you know they were there to help him, his job along with his team was at the CIA annex, and their job was to protect the annex and also the CIA people that were going out in town, and their operators or you know, just people that were going out in town. Their job was to protect them and protect the compound there. So there was anywhere from five to six of them at any one time there, heavily armed. But you know, but the compounds, houses of individual Libyans, so that they had been rented and all this. Anyway, so the first call came over at 9:30, and it said we're under attack. And he was monitoring Al Jazeera. He says monitored Al Jazeera because they're always giving out information and the radios. And his buddy who was with him, a former Marine, he said, "Are you kidding?" Because they joke around a lot. And Tanto says, "Kidding about what? I've been sitting here with you all evening." And so they're starting to listen, and boom, he says, "We're under heavy attack." And he said, "You could tell in the voice, we're under heavy attack."
How far away were they?
They were a city block away.
Oh, wow.
A city block away, a quarter mile. They jump up. They start saying, "We got to move." And they ran outside, and he said, "You can see the firefight was going on." You know, and if you've ever been in a firefight or seen a firefight, you see the tracers are all running, and when they're hitting things, they're ricocheting, and I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it is. I mean, it's when the tracers are going off, it looks like a stream, almost like a little laser if they're firing cyclic rate, but when they're hitting things, it starts ricocheting off up in the air and all this. And he said that's one of the things should be on your bucket list to see that. Okay, well,
might be one of the last things.
Well, you know what? You know, everything that was on his bucket list was on my bucket list. You know, I've seen that, so I don't need to do that again. So then he said that the team were coming together. They hopped into the cars, and the head of station over there, Bob, wouldn't let them go. He wouldn't let them go. And they ended up waiting there for like 25, 26 minutes, 30 minutes. And then they just said, you know, because these guys are coming back in. If you don't get here, we're going to be dead. They took off. They said, "The hell with you." And off they went. Well, they could only get, he said, and here's what happened. We lost the initiative. We lost the initiative because we had waited that long. If we had left right then, we could have gotten down those streets. Well, they got to a certain point, got in firefights, had to stop. Then they had to fight their way down to the embassy and into the embassy annex. By the time they were there, it was engulfed in flames. They fought their way in. And I'm going to shorten all this down to just the next couple of minutes. They fought their way in. The annex where they knew that the ambassador was back in this one area. They took him to a safe room. But by this time, though, they didn't know it, but he was dead at that point. He had died of smoke inhalation, as had the other guy that was with him as communications officer. They kept running in there as far as they could go in this dense smoke because the Al-Qaeda guys had gone in there and dumped diesel fuel. And so it was a heavy, thick, oily smoke, hotter than hell. So it's like running into a pizza oven, and they didn't have protective clothing. But they get in there, crawl out there as far as they could go, trying to find something. So when they came back out, they had gotten a body of one of the guys. Meanwhile, the firefight started, and they're fighting it out. And he says, he's out there, he's shooting. All of a sudden, this loud explosion next to him. And he looks around, and here's this Libyan. He said he had a button-down shirt, he had slacks and shoes with tassels on them, with his chrome-plated AK-47 shooting next to him, fighting with him, smiling at him, and it's kind of like, who is this guy? He said, "This is my Libyan angel here," and he says the guy was shooting, firing, helping him. He said, and of course the AK-47s, and you see them over there. They get, as they say, they pimp them out. They pimp out their, not their cars, but their AKs. To make a long story short here, not a long story, but you can buy the book 13 Hours, and which I recommend. I started reading it last night, or you can see the movie, or do both. Bottom line is, Stevens could have been saved. Two, he was not molested. His body was not molested when they drug him out, because it was somebody actually that knew him, the Libyan, that drug him out. And Peronto knows this because he checked the body. He checked the body bag, make sure there's no explosives in there, and he checked the body. Died of smoke inhalation. It's not cool, but he died, and he said he was not touched. So, and the family was, like to hear that. Hear that. The FAST company was told to stand down. The SF group that was there was told to stand down. He said that General Hamm, if you remember General Hamm, retired right after that at a Star at a star less than what he was wearing because he hadn't been wearing it long enough. It was said he was relieved that night because he was pushing so hard to get troops there. He said he'd heard that from an aide of him.
Wow.
So take that for what it's worth. He said he was up on Capitol Hill. They tried to turn around everything that was being said. It was just, he said, I can just tell you what happened. We were there. They told us to stand down. If there could have been help there because we held out this long. When they went in there, they rescued over two dozen of the people from the embassy, got them back to the annex, fought their way back to the annex, and then had a huge firefight at the annex where two of the team members were killed. And the and he said the only thing that saved them was a Libyan militia who had come in, and their commander was caught in the middle of this mortar barrage. He told his people, take out those mortars. And he said all these 20 technicals just drove on off. And there was a big firefight, and then the mortar stopped. He said otherwise, he said they were just going to pound us back into the Stone Age. So
wow.
It was, oh, yeah, it was yeah, and then crazy. They took the bodies, took them to the airport. And here came, the one team that came in, the five guys that did come in to help, they had chartered a plane out of Tripoli. They chartered it and flew it in there into Benghazi. The plane was still there at the airport, and here they come back. They're bringing people who are bleeding. They've got wounded people, and the airline attendant runs out and gets all these towels and is trying to protect the floor of the plane. So as they're getting ready to take off, there's a gunshot inside the plane. One of the contractors, not one of the operators, but one of the guys that was just there, had a pistol, and he cleared it. He did the reverse where he ran the slide back, dropped the magazine, then pulled the trigger, and so they couldn't leave until they found the bullet, make sure there was no bullet hole through it, and they found the bullet. And then off they went, except those four were left with bodies and stuff. And then another C-130 flew in, thinking it was an American. It was a Libyan, and it kind of just went past them. Turns out they were just flying in there. So they commandeered that one, and they got out. That's what happened. Anyway,
wow.
I've gone past the break. It was really a good talk. People were really got into it. And when we come back, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we can talk a little more about it. But we've got some other people coming in here. Great show last night, and I tell you what, he stayed in his lanes. He knew, I can tell you what happened here. I can tell you what happened afterwards when they tried to make us all out as liars or that it didn't happen, he said. And it affected him so deeply, he left the country and went to Yemen because he said, I just hated everything. He said, my friends were, dead, this. They tried to make this into, a lie, and he just left. And he said, he came back, and he says things like this, like last night and other engagements. And people tell me, oh, you're making a lot of money off this. And he goes, I make as much money in 2 years as a contractor than I have off all of this. And it's true.
Yeah, that's not why he's doing it.
He's not doing it for that.
Right.
Okay, let's take a break. My co-host is Mark Story, hasn't had a chance to say a word yet. And, of course, Bad Bob's here. It's 18 after. We'll be right back.
Redding Tire Factory. Rain, sleet, hail, ice, and snow, it's on its way. Redding Tire Factory can get your vehicle winter ready. Wiper blades so you can see, antifreeze for those cold mornings, batteries so your vehicle won't leave you stranded, tires and snow chains for those icy roads. As part of our service, you will receive a free safety inspection on your vehicle. Come by Redding Tire Factory and make sure you are ready for those harsh winter months. Redding Tire Factory, the corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding.
Fred, what are you cooking for dinner, and where is everyone going to sit?
Barbecue turkey, just like last year, Cliff.
Oh, no, not the giant charcoal cheese puff.
Shut up, Cliff.
Well, Ace has a 30-quart turkey fryer for only $39.99 with Ace Rewards card. And frying oil, 3 gallons for $29.99. Hey, where are you going?
Off to Ace for big November Red Hot Buys.
This month at Ace, there are Red Hot Buys all over.
Your company can sit at a 6-foot fold-in-half table, $29.99. Limit one at this price. And the folding chairs are $11.99. Unexpected Company can rest easy on a queen-raised airbed with built-in electric pump, $34.99. For those last-minute household repairs before the holidays, Craftsman and Stanley have select tools and accessories, $9.99 each while supplies last.
All these Red Hot Buys and more at Ace, your helpful neighbor. Visit your local neighborhood Ace stores in Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, and Cottonwood.
Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. He's with me today as my co-host. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and her cardiac unit is in the top 50. That's right. Shasta Regional is treating people well. 70 years in the business. You know, really good over there. They hire a lot of veterans, too. Okay. Speaking of veterans, I got two of them right here in with me. Of course, Mark is a retired Air Force veteran and who flew in the tanker planes that the Air Force has and flew the boom is what they called it. That boom is what went out and that the other planes came in to get refueled. So you're on a refueler the whole time.
Correct.
And but that was hard too, right? I mean, you had to fly that thing down and catch them in the middle of the night and.
Yeah, it depends on the circumstances and stuff. At first, it was pretty tough, but you get used to it. And it also,
it's like everything else, but still, yeah, I mean,
it really
come
depends on.
On
how proficient the pilot flying the receiving aircraft is.
Can you hit the bingo?
Yeah.
So did you have a lot of excitement?
I did. Yeah. No, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I went over as a brand new boom operator, and I went over to Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I hadn't even been signed off on. You had to be signed off on heavy aircraft because they're a lot slower, mm-hmm. And they don't move as much, and then you had to be signed off on fighters. And so when I went over to the desert, I wasn't even signed off on fighters yet, so I actually got some OJT out in the desert during Desert Shield. So,
okay, now, is it true that that you don't smell like diesel fuel or jet fuel when you come back, right?
No, okay. No, we don't have any.
The other rumor I heard, and it's been true on all the other aviators I knew, you had an extra... You had an extra pocket in your flight suit for all that extra TAD money, the temporary duty money, because y'all would just land places and get extra money.
You know, when I first started, that was somewhat true, but that went away pretty quickly.
Really?
Yeah, they took it away. I mean, we still got some, but it wasn't like it used to be.
We never saw a C-130 break down in Mogadishu. They always seemed to break down in Nairobi,
yeah.
You know, when it was nicer. Okay. Yeah. Hey, John Tesla's here.
Good morning.
Buddy, we missed you last night.
You know, I had a Sons of Italy meeting I had to attend to and would have loved to have been there. I listened to your program yesterday with Tonto, loved it. Looking forward to getting my book, Bonnie Sharp, promised to pick me up a copy. Very good.
I saw it.
No, I like to say it's a great story. It's kind of a tragic story, but one needs to be told. So thanks to the Republic of Women's for putting that on. Very important.
It is. And there was probably 300, 400 people there. But it was and it wasn't just a Republican thing. And that's the thing I wish people had gotten on. It was, here's a guy that was there for the 13 hours.
Right.
And talked about what happened. Bottom line is, they could have saved Stevens.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Well, you know, we say that without a doubt. You don't know what's going to happen in combat. But they had gotten there, they'd released and gotten there that 30 or 40 minutes earlier, instead of it taking over an hour to get there, fight their way in. They could have, they could have probably chased the attackers away. And they were attackers. They came in with machine guns, AK-47s. It wasn't a riot, and that's one of the other things he pointed out, too, is that's their job is to know what's going on in the town because they've got their people going out everywhere, and everything was absolutely quiet. So to say there was unrest that day is a complete misnomer of what happened.
I know, I'm like you, we've heard enough to know that what we were told, the official reports were not true and accurate.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to getting the real specifics from the guy that was there. I'm really looking forward to
it. And I tell you what, Hillary Clinton, I mean, okay, I mean, I understand she's a politician, but what a complete lie these people told Obama and his whole crew. It was a lie from the beginning. They knew it was a lie. They did it so that they, it was like Obama almost as bad as Friday when he said, we have ISIL contained. Oh, ask Paris how contained they are.
Well, all of us have been in the military, too, and I think that we know in a response like that, your gut feeling is we would have responded when your brothers and sisters are under fire.
Yeah.
You're dropping everything and you're going in. And from the very beginning, it just looked like they weren't allowed to do that. So yeah,
it seemed like that. Okay. You're here for something else, huh?
I am here for something else. I'm here to say hi to you guys and my buddy here, Mark Story with the Haven Humane. We partnered up. It's been about a year and a half now. We've been working through another great organization here, the Redding Grange, part of the California State Grange. And the California State Grange came up with a program with another group called Noah's Wish, and they put aside some funds and allowed the local granges to put in for grants to help local organizations such as Haven Humane help the public get prepared for and equipped for rescuing animals and pets during a time of disaster. And, of course, our case, that means fires and floods, fires in particular. We know that, and you probably all had experience, have friends have had to evacuate, you know, very suddenly at times, hey, you got to get out, the fire's on the way. That is not the time to have a plan to gather up Fluffy and the kitty cat and stuff them in the trunk or in the back seat and drive away. You need to have a plan. So we've teamed up with Haven. We've been very successful. We just got our third little grant. It's not the biggest pile of money, but we're right at about $5,000 we've been able to get. And they've been using it for the brochures, the training brochures, great color brochures that are available to the citizens of our area. And they've also been buying some equipment. I'll let Mark tell the various equipment they've been able to pick up with those funds.
Yeah, thanks. So John and the Redding Grange have been fantastic for us. So we actually got a disaster storage unit that we got from the veterinarians, and it was supposed to have all this stuff in it, and it came with crates. That's it, because they lost funding. So that was our disaster thing. And then John came in pretty much right after that and said, hey, you know, we have this opportunity through Nose Wish. So we said, great, this is exactly what we need, because there's all this stuff that we need to put in that for when we do disaster. So he's right. We've got almost $5,000. In fact, this is the biggest check so far, for $2,600 we just got, so thank you. And so far we've gotten a bunch of halters and leads for horses, because that's one thing that we were lacking. We got the evacuation preparation handouts that we made, and we're handing those out all over the place. It just has kind of some checklists and some stuff that you need
for
to think
people to
about.
Be prepared.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then we've got a bunch of stainless steel food bowls and water bowls. We've got 27 5-gallon water carriers, so we can carry the water and bring it in and help the animals that were sheltering in place, which was a big deal, especially during the clover fire. And then with this money that we just got, we're ordering 10 4x16 X-pens, so we can pen off some areas, again, sheltering in place. But also, if we have to take them out, we need to put them in X-pens, we can use that. We're getting a bunch of guardian fencing, so we can fence off certain areas. We're getting a bunch of watering tubs, the big ones, so we can put them in the pastures when we have to use our pastures there at Haven, especially, use as an overflow. And then a whole bunch of buckets, 102-gallon buckets, so we can put, again, for sheltering in place. and then also 12, 15-gallon water troughs for the same thing, and then a bunch of fence repair tools, because a lot of the issues is, you know,
you
our officers
get them out.
We got to cut them to get them out, but also we go out there and we find that they're damaged, and so we have to repair them to make sure they stay there because the owners can't get in there. It's just going to be animal regulation officers going in there, helping out and shelter them in place, and so we have to fix a lot of the fences. So that was one of the things we definitely need to repair and get some of those replaced. So the Grange and Oswish has been fantastic, and so because of this, we're a lot more prepared. So next time we'll have the equipment that we need. I mean, we always make it work, but now we have a little bit more equipment, so it'll make it a lot easier to make it work.
And I have more good news. I confirmed with the California State Grange Office just yesterday. The program is still ongoing. Out of the 140-some-odd Granges, not all of them by a long shot, very few are putting in for the grants, and they love hearing from Redding.
Great.
We've been putting in some really good grants. Thanks to your staff. Janet Romero in particular has been very helpful. Let's just get the word to Janet. Get ready to do it again. We'll put in for another grant. As long as they have those funds to help us in the community with this great program, we'll put in for another one.
That's fantastic, yeah, because there's plenty of stuff we can get. And,
exactly.
You know, it all helps out. So we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Redding Grange.
You bet.
And John.
Very proud of our little Redding Grange.
This is a
great opportunity to get the word out that we're alive and well and doing good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, definitely helping us out a ton.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break here, but this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business there. Call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street. You can fix a chip in your windshield to a crack over 24 inches in length. Let me tell you, if it's getting cold, so if you've got a chip in your windshield and it gets water in it and it freezes, it's going to expand. When it expands, it cracks. So you want to get all that stuff fixed now. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 Market Street. We'll be right back. Mark Story, Carl Bott.
It's that time of year again for the Redding Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Redding Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Turn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you are sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality of care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl Botten, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is here today with me. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know what? That was great that people gave you a check for Haven Humane.
Yeah, they've been a huge help. Yeah, John's been great in the Grange and Nose Wish. Yeah. Definitely.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy. Ted Leidy owns and is the senior instructor at Northern Firearms Instruction, and all of his instructors are professional NRA guys. This weekend, in fact, he has a women's only class going. And that's kind of a fun class to get involved with because it's just the women, and they ask questions, and they shoot better than a lot of guys because they don't have anything to unlearn, and they just listen to it. They trust us. You do this. You put your hands here like this. You aim like this. Guess what? You're going to hit the target, and you know what? That's what happens, and they go, and they're very goal-oriented. They go, wow. Then, of course, we get a lot of, and the hands go up in the air, but that's okay. Anyway, Ted Leidy provides, in his classes, will provide a not only great instruction, but also the gun and ammo if you don't have one, and then help you find that right pistol for you for concealed carry. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Now, I have to admit that there's a lot of guys, too, that when they finish shooting and they hit the target all the time, they do this, too. Ah, and their hands go up in the air. Okay. Let's go to the phone.
Is that what you do?
No, but...
No. I think it is.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
In fact, it's a dominant trait in Air Force.
Here we go.
Here we go. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. Hello, Henry. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I was watching that Paris thing over there at that concert especially where they killed almost 100 people. I wonder what's the matter with people that run like sheep. You know, if 10 people would have charged those guys screaming like wild men, they would have taken, it might have been collateral damage, but they'd have taken them down. Well, and they ran.
Well, people have a tendency
to... It seems to me like this is going to happen in this country, and the public ought to be aware of the fact that with a little bit of training, this doesn't have to happen the way it did over there.
Henry, I think it's the fight or flight syndrome, and I think that a lot of people are just more tendency to flight. So, I think it's only certain percentage that are actually going to fight that and go at it.
But when you get into that, you have to look at the training too. I think training's got a lot to do with it for the most part. Look what happened on that train when those three Americans charged the guy because two of them were servicemen and had the training. But I think that that's got a lot to do with it because I look at all these, even the mass shootings in here. What about that back in Virginia Tech when he killed 29 people? And I mean, he was shooting them on the floor. He was shooting them standing there and nobody did anything.
Well, this is my point that, you know, even on your radio program, if it will happen somewhere in the United States, I'm sure. And it may happen in Reading, but if people know what to do. Sure, somebody's going to get shot, somebody's going to get killed. But the fact remains that you're going to take them down before they do a whole lot of damage.
Well, I think one of the things they're training people, we had the active shooter experts in here, and they were talking, you know, they work with FEMA and you're building this. Well, FEMA's instructions now are run, hide, and fight. If you can't run and they're there, you fight them. And they're talking, if it's in a school, you're throwing school books at them. You're doing everything, but you fight them. You swarm.
Well, if one charges, you'll probably have help.
Yeah, that's it happens. Yes, If one goes, probably three or four others do. And, yes, there probably will be collateral damage, but if they can get their hands on them, at least they can get them down and save some lives. So these guys went up in that theater, from what I understand, begging for their lives or their wives. And the only thing that happened was these guys shot them in through hand grenades. So,
well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If you're going to, if you're in that situation, be aggressive. I mean, be as aggressive as they are.
You got to try. Okay, Henry.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Going from Benghazi and
how do you do this transition?
Well, it's easy. I can do it because Christy Kidd's here with me.
The art of the segue.
Christy Kidd's with me, and Christy had a very serious look on her face. And I mean, the thing is that this is a serious problem, but this is a problem that we must all face. At the same time, we can't let things like this change our lives. And there's one thing George Bush said. He says, we can't let them win. We can't let them change our lives. And he encouraged people to go out and to get on with their lives. And one of the ways you get on your life with your life is, of course, the Turtle Bay Museum. And Christy's here. He comes in once a month, and we talk about Christy, but we talk about the Turtle Bay Museum. And this is one of the things. I mean, you encourage people is that you can't let terrorists or the fear of a terrorist dominate your life. You have to go on. You have to keep moving on. It doesn't mean you can't take precautions.
Right. You have to go on and actually enjoy life as well. You can't just sit and be scared of everything.
You can't.
So
or they win.
Exactly. And you can't let
them. And they don't win at Turtle Bay, right?
No.
We come down, you force people to have a good time.
The easiest way, I think, is just go see a really cool animated exhibit, and I think that helps.
Yeah. Animation makes everyone happy,
right? Exactly.
Right? So we do still have Get Animated open. Thank you for that segue. That was a good segue, by the way.
Did you like it?
Yeah. That was the first time you've ever seen me not smiling here, huh?
You know what? That's absolutely true.
It actually happened.
You know, I've seen Christy Kidd, I mean, I don't know how many times, 100 times?
Probably.
And I know. And if, from anywhere from sweatpants to pajamas.
Here we go.
Pajamas one day. But you've always been smiling, even when you had knee surgery and all this. Christy's like, and that's the first time I saw you where you were very serious.
It actually happens. I know. Not often, but happy things. Turtle Bay.
Well, no, but then is the segue.
And now I'm back to me.
Back to you.
So we have Get Animated open right now still through January 17th. So lots of time still to have fun in that exhibit. It's all about history of animation and the changes that we've seen through it, you know, from hand-drawn drawings all the way up to computer animation that we have now.
What's better?
I like hand-drawn, personally.
You know what? You look back at those old cartoons when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. I mean, those were, like, really works of art. And then now I look at them, even though they could be the same characters, like Tom and Jerry or Bugs Bunny, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meticulous. It's just not...
It's a different feel.
It's a different thing, and I kind of, it's kind of like kids being shortchanged.
Right? A little bit. I mean, they can be great, but I don't know.
Computer graphics, that they put into movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so you're looking at this, and you're thinking, oh, well, look at the city and all that. Well, there's nothing there. Of course, it's all computer graphics. Then you go back to, like, a 1940s movie, and there's actually scenes that they've drawn. That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know how they did it. How they took scenes that were fake and they put them into, like somebody's riding into a city. Maybe you know Bob.
I didn't say, I feel like Bob hasn't either.
you kind of like you're riding into a city, and it's it's not a real city, but it's.
Well, you're talking
like
about glass mats and things of that nature.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, the early special effects, you literally shot the scene through a piece of painted glass to give it the backdrop of the castles and the mountains.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. But see, okay, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks. We learned something this morning.
That's right. I can go home now. See you.
And we're done.
You got it, Mark.
Okay.
You too, Tom.
Yeah. So what else is going on at Turtle Bay?
Well, if you want to see it get animated and haven't yet, we also have National Family Volunteer Day is on Saturday. And obviously, it's not just us. It's national. But we do host events and things that guests can come in and actually help us with to really help with the operations of the park. Everything from My project is a pretty easy one. The marketing one, you get to take a selfie. It's not that hard, but it will help with the campaign, so it's a fun one. Take a picture and just write on a chalkboard your favorite thing about Turtle Bay, and I will post it on our social media next week.
And so is it true so far that everybody's favorite thing about Turtle Bay is Christy Kidd?
No. One's written that yet.
No, not even you?
Not even me.
Okay, I want the Dama Keats.
Well, Carl would do it, but you have to teach him how to take a selfie. First,
and
you
also how to write.
A selfie is, yeah, exactly.
Bob, turn off your... Okay, show power. Let's see power. Bob, turn
Call
off your
microphone.
Call
me out, I'll throw it right back.
No, just turn it off their microphone.
A second ago, he said he was done, he's leaving, it was all
right. Right,
okay, you're right.
He just
I'm
took
done.
Over.
First of all, we're going to take a quick break here as we as I bring order back into the chaos of the children. Carl Bott, Mark Story. We're here with Christy Kidd, and she's talking about Turtle Bay and her favorite part of Turtle Bay, even though that we know, and you can take selfies, right?
In, you can.
Of that.
You can.
Okay. We'll be right back.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Fred, what are you cooking for dinner and where is everyone going to sit?
Barbecued turkey, just like last year, Cliff.
Oh no, not the giant charcoal cheese puff.
Shut up, Cliff.
Well, you know, Ace has a 30-quart turkey fryer for only $39.99 with Ace Rewards card. And frying oil, 3 gallons for $29.99. Hey, where are you going?
Off to Ace for Big November Red Hot Buys!
This month at Ace, there are Red Hot Buys all over.
Your company can sit at a 6-foot fold-and-a-half table, $29.99, limit one at this price. And the folding chairs are $11.99. Unexpected Company can rest easy on a queen-raised airbed with built-in electric pump, $34.99. For those last-minute household repairs before the holidays, Craftsman and Stanley have select tools and accessories, $9.99 each while supplies last.
All these Red Hot Buys and more at Ace, your helpful neighbor. Visit your local neighborhood Ace stores in Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, and Cottonwood.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redtown Market, Saturday, November the 28th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've got dozens and dozens of vendors are going to be right there. They're going to have all types of shopping. If you do your mass shopping on, Black Friday, and then on Saturday, the next day, you can come in and kind of home in on this. Hone in and get those special gifts from Northern California vendors and that you can get for those special Christmas gifts. It's, again, it's free, Reading Civic Auditorium, November the 28th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Linda's going to be singing from 2 to 4 with her Bluebirds. So, okay. I'm here with Christy Kidd, who is my guest from Turtle Bay, along with my co-host, Mark Story. So it's really, she's our guest.
Uh-huh. Our guest, yes.
Our guest. And so you all were talking, and I'll just kind of like sit back and sip.
That didn't happen last time.
Yeah, you butted in last time.
Turn off their microphone.
Here we go again.
Turn off the microphones.
So how's the construction affecting everything? How's everything going?
It's good. It's kind of loud in the forest camp, a little bit, some days. It kind of depends on what they're doing. They're not demoing out the sidewalks anymore, so that's a little quieter, which is nice.
Yeah, that's good.
How many trees are cutting down?
They took down, I think it ended up being 70 trees, and they're planting 234. So wow. We're bringing in a few more.
Where are you going to put them on?
I don't know.
What kind of trees are they? What kind did they take down?
You're testing me. This is what you're doing. There is a document on turtlebay.org/hotel that has all of that information.
No, I was just
on
wondering
it.
Because
I don't know
there's
the
answer. There's some place. No, because if only because I'm talking to another guy that's mm-hmm. building some things. He mm-hmm. has to take down some trees, and they come up with some inordinate amount of trees to replace them with. That is just, I mean, it's like 10 times the amount that he's cutting down. And he goes, why do I have to? Those trees didn't exist here. Why do I have to plant that many?
For us, I know part of it is that there are a couple of parts on the property that need it. So there's like a wedding garden, and so it's supposed to look, you know,
like
it's
a wedding
plants,
garden.
You know, so our landscaping at Turtle Bay, our horticulture department is doing all of the landscaping. So our horticulture manager has the drawn out, hand drawn plan of how everything's working. I know she was working on it on Friday, so I think it changed slightly. But we are adding in more trees than we took out because of the new layout. Because before it was on a parking lot, there weren't a lot of trees in the parking lot. So we're giving it more. So it's gonna be lovely. But right now, this week, they're digging out the 7.5 foot hole that they have to dig and then refill with compacted dirt to be able to be the foundation to build on. So we should see the actual size of the foundation this week because they're actually digging that out.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's crazy. It's a lot bigger than you think it's going to be because it's only 3 stories, so it's long. So it's pretty cool.
And how's the walkway coming along? Is that still being worked on right now?
A bit. It's from the river trail on 44. You have to go all the way around to get up to it. You're talking about the boardwalk.
I'm talking about the boardwalk. Yeah.
Oh, that is exciting, actually. We got the funding to fix it, which is
cool.
Lovely, because it turned into, once we started it, there was more damage than we thought, just age, frankly. It's just old and hasn't been restored at all since it opened, which has been a while. So they got in there and found everything that needs to be fixed, and we found better material so it won't have the same problem again, which is nice. And so it should be about a 2-month turnaround-ish once we actually start. I know they have to get the material in. I'm not sure the turnaround time on that. But it'll be open soon, finally.
Yeah, and the alternate route's not bad at all. So.
No, it will be when it really starts raining hard, though.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So we need the boardwalk back, and so we will actually have it, which will be really
exciting. Is it going to start raining hard?
Is it? Anyone?
We hope. It's
maybe.
It's going to start raining hard.
I'm just not
hoping. For a while yet.
It can only rain on Saturdays. It can only rain on Saturdays.
Only on Saturdays.
Saturdays, because we have to be removing things with our trucks.
Oh.
So I don't want rain during the week. So just on Saturdays, and maybe late in the evenings or after 6, then it's okay. And then it's got to be over by 2.
So whatever works for you, Carl.
Yeah, your schedule, right?
God, from God's lips to my ear. All right. So, still getting a lot of people over here mm-hmm. to the animated. What comes mm-hmm. up next?
Next is we have 2 exhibits in the beginning of the year, and it's Peanuts Naturally. So it's all about the Peanuts cartoon strip, and about it's actually,
you know what,
focused.
That's kind of a good timing because mm-hmm. the Peanuts movie just came out and it's just killing them out there.
I know, so it's exciting. This is actually more about the comic strip rather than the cartoon.
But it ties in the same characters.
And so it focuses on how Schultz incorporated them in the natural world, so, you know, talking about the environment and just all kinds of different things, and how the comic addressed those things but also made fun of it in a way. So it's all about that, which is really fun. And then the other one is Water's Extreme Journey, and so it's actually a maze that you go through, and it's about the process of water. So hopefully we get rain so we can, you know, see it outside. It's about the rain and then how we use it in our, you know, in our homes and everything after that. So
we have to go to a museum to find out about water.
You do. You get to learn all about it. We don't have any drought.
It's right because it's non-existent. So
exactly.
It's kind of like looking at dinosaurs. We look
exactly.
at water.
Exactly.
We look at free water.
Yep. So we're going to teach you all about it.
That's
it's
right.
A lot of fun.
Pretty soon you're going to be licensed. You're going to have a little meter on your sink or in your shower. So when Christy Kidd jumps in here for her shower, she gets 90 seconds to get wet.
I would never survive.
It turns off. You get 3 minutes to soap up,
mm-hmm.
and then you get 90 seconds to rinse off.
It's really stressful.
It's
I try. I'm growing my hair out. It's hard. It's a lot more hair than you have to deal with, okay?
Oh, now we're getting okay. Now we're getting arrogant. Okay, you know, now we're getting mean. That's right. You know what? It's just because your story. She used to be really a nice, nice young lady. Comes in here, you get in here.
I'm getting too comfortable. I come too often.
I don't know how I got blamed for that.
It's easy. It's Air Force. Okay.
Anyway, off topic. Again.
No. On that sounds like the water thing sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, and especially if is it going to be like. Anything else to it? Any parts of it, like you know, where like the aquifers or anything? You know, like okay, here's a drop of water that starts here, and then it mm-hmm. Works its way through where the aquifers and all that goes.
I believe so because it goes through the whole life cycle of water, which sounds weird, but it does. And you walk through it like a maze, and it there's things that are interactive. There's a little mini zip line in there, and things like that that all.
This is an interesting question. Do we know of any? Know if the new hotel is putting in any? Bioswales. I'm sorry, I can't read it. Bioswales. It is a water collection system, which many cities are using right now with old and new buildings.
I believe so, and the only reason I'm not going to go into super detail on it is I go to the construction update meetings every week. I actually have one after this morning, and that has been
ask
on.
Ask them that question.
I will actually, but it's been on the list of the RFIs. Request for information, and so it's on there. So I know that it's something that they're addressing, but I'm not positive what the details are on it. So, yes, it's in the talks. I don't know exactly where that's coming out, but I will ask and know next time I come on. How about that? There's a promise that a month from now I'll have an answer for you.
That's better than I have
no
idea.
Right?
That's pretty good.
I tried.
You tried.
I pay attention in those meetings. It's fine. I don't know what all the words mean, but I try. Construction's confusing.
Those big words like...
Like bioswale.
Here we go.
Bioswales, mayonnaise.
Uh-huh. Good.
No, I know. What you mean.
I deserve it today. I'm being mean.
No, you're okay. You're okay. All right. So I'd like to hit the real things I always like to hit is this.
Yes.
How much for a ticket?
For a membership. $80 for the year.
And that's good for?
For two adults and up to four kids.
And don't have to be your four kids.
You do not have to be your kids.
That's right.
Bring
kids.
And
they've got to be under a certain age?
I believe it's 15.
Under 15?
Mm-hmm. Okay. 18. I'm a liar. 18.
Okay, 18. And then also, and you can get into any exhibit.
Mm-hmm. No upcharges.
Don't have to. No upcharge, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
King Tut's exhibit comes through here.
Anything
you go through. The only time you have to pay an extra money is a dollar. For the juice that that you've got the little birdies addicted to.
Yep.
So that they come and
food.
They do little, they do, well, yeah. They do, you mix it with some kind of meth. So they're flying around all the time
so
and they come down.
To
that's right. Get little kids.
Turtle Bay does not do that.
I've seen them swarm a little kid and get them on the ground and steal the nectar. It's mm-hmm. It's scary. Did you see that?
It's not scary, and I don't like birds, and it's not that scary.
I think it's
Hitchcock
a great place.
Stands in the corner.
Yeah.
He's got this little. Okay, I like that. I like that place because, frankly, it's the birds are cute, and the I mean, but the big thing is any place in the park, you get your season pass. Mm-hmm. You know, two adults and four kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And if you want to be nice to people this Christmas season, you can buy them a gift membership, and they may or may not be on discount. So, or
okay.
Have someone buy you one if you need to do it that way.
Okay. Well, if they're on, that's even better. You know,
mm-hmm.
that is a great present for people around here to give them something like that.
I want something to do rather than an item.
You know what? Nice. That is good because it helps the museum, and then it's also because I know people with kids like
mm-hmm.
that. That is a great gift.
Mm-hmm.
I can send Mark.
Yeah, you know, I think we're really lucky to have Turtle Bay. It's great. I love it out there. We've been members for many, many years, and it's fantastic. The Wild Animal Show is always good, and changes up, so it's not always the same, which is great. And, you know, all the exhibits that you guys have coming in throughout the year are fantastic. So we really enjoy going.
We do, too. I'm there every day, and I still enjoy it. It's fun. Well, Christy, something new to look at every
thank
day.
You so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
And you've always got great, you know, and you go to all the meetings, construction meetings, and you knew about bioswales. First of all,
a little bit.
You knew that it's been talked about, yeah. so they can do it. So, anyway, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
Turtle Bay is the institution has still got the animated,
mm-hmm.
And what's the other one?
That's it at the moment. And okay. National Family Volunteer Day on Saturday.
There you go. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We'll be right back after the news. It's 8 o'clock, November the 17th. 39 degrees out there, going up to 63 today.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. German police say they're questioning three people arrested after a tip that one of them might be linked to the Paris attacks. The two women and one man were arrested near the German border with Belgium. Meanwhile, Jill Lawless reports there has been another round of French attacks on Islamic State group sites in Syria.
For a second night in a row, France launched a round of airstrikes on Raqqa, the Syrian city that is the de facto headquarters of the Islamic State group. A military spokesman said these strikes destroyed a command post and a training camp, and they come after President François Hollande declared essentially that France is at war with the militant group.
And Moscow now says Russian warplanes fired cruise missiles on militant positions in two Syrian provinces. On Capitol Hill, there are widespread calls for congressional Republicans to end or limit U.S. refugee admissions from Syria. House Speaker Paul Ryan says his GOP colleagues are developing a plan to address the crisis.
Our nation has always been welcoming, but we cannot let terrorists take advantage of our compassion. This is a moment where it's better to be safe than to be sorry.
And on that subject, military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says President Obama seems indifferent to the possible terror threat in allowing refugees into the country.
If the president wants to pretend that the Syrian refugees he wants to bring to the United States are not influenced or infiltrated by Islamists that are radicalized against the United States, I think that's incredibly naive on his part.
Blizzard warnings are out for parts of the western United States today.
We have an early season winter storm affecting parts of the Rockies out into the central high plains, and currently there's some heavy snow falling across portions of eastern Colorado into western Nebraska, and then later on today into western Kansas.
Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
U.S. manufacturing output rose in October for the first time in 3 months as factories cranked out more steel, cars, and computers.
Manufacturing production went up 0.4% last month after slipping by 0.1% in September. The increase suggests manufacturers may be overcoming several headwinds they've encountered for most of 2015. Several retailers and wholesalers have been reducing their stockpiles after ordering too many goods this winter. And the strong dollar has cut into exports by making U.S. goods more expensive overseas.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting.
Hillary Clinton's campaign is launching a new offensive on taxes. It says Bernie Sanders' health care plan would require middle-class workers to pay higher taxes. It points to a single-payer health care system proposal by Sanders in the Senate. But the Sanders campaign says that the Medicare for All plan would save U.S. taxpayers money in the long run. News and analysis at townhall.com. A volunteer firefighter badly burned in a 2001 blaze has received the most extensive face transplant ever. The surgery, which took place in August, was announced publicly yesterday. Dr. Eduardo Rodriguez led the surgical team and says 41-year-old Patrick Hardison is slowly getting his life back to normal, and that includes being able to eat regular food through his mouth.
He's slowly been increasing the amount of food and the quantity of food that he can take, and now he just had a gyro and at one of the sub shops outside of New York with one of his close friends. So he's doing very well today, only for day 93.
More than 24 face transplants have been performed around the globe since the first one back in 2005. That took place in France. A quick check of the numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials up by 81 points. The NASDAQ ahead by 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Mark Story, my co-host today. Of course, Mark's the CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And Bad Bob, who is the weather guy today.
Yes, indeed. It is 39 in Reading right now. A mix of clouds and rains in the forecast, a high of 65, overnight low of 42. It's going to stay that way for the next several days. Next chance of rain looks to be next Tuesday night. Radar is clear right now, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business that's won awards for hiring veterans, Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. A full service jewelry shop right there. Not only that, but they have the only watch repair guy in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. And if you needed something fixed on it's a watch, it's going to end up there anyway, 2225 Hilltop Drive. He's got it all, state jewelry, you name it, 5-carat diamond rings and more. They can design cast jewelry there. They are a full-service jewelry store with the finest in selections, and they have a huge sale. That's right, a huge sale coming on 23 November. On the 23rd of November, there's the place. You've saved your money all year. You head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. Okay. Mark and I are here, and we have on the line George Runner from the State Board of Equalization. Good morning, George.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, thanks for waiting. We have news and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the latest? I see things that are going on that the State Board of Equalization. In fact, George, can you first of all just kind of give a brief on what the State Board of Equalization does?
Sure. California is very unique in that it's the only state that has this elected tax board. There are four of us that are elected by districts, and because of that, the districts are very large. I have 9 million constituents. My district is mountains and desert, so it starts way down in the Southern California area and runs to the Oregon border, which then includes Redding. The board is again, like I said, very unique in that we basically deal with setting regulations, appeals, I believe my job is to make sure that California implements fair tax policy. I look at my role as a taxpayer advocate, making sure that what I call people pay the proper amount of tax. That means that they don't pay too much, but they pay what it is that they are believed to owe. And yet, at the same time, we need to make sure that all tax benefits are well known and are used.
Well, what about the people? Every so often I see the number of it's like hundreds of billions of dollars are owed by people in back taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that fall into you by any way at all?
Well, certainly. Yeah, certainly in terms of an agency that's responsible for collecting, you've got a group of folks that end up owing tax. And so then it's a matter of how do you then go back and collect from folks who withheld or didn't pay tax correctly. A big part for what we do at the Board of Equalization is the collection of sales tax. And so what happens is you have, for instance, somebody who is the ones that to me are particularly bothersome are those who then collect a sales tax from individuals as they transact business, and then instead of remitting it to the state, they pocket the money. And as a result of that, you know, that's you know, to me, not only a crime against the state, but a crime against the competitors of that business. And so we go through processes of collections and liens at that time. But the other is another side of that, too, and that is folks who just find themselves inadvertently not collecting a tax they didn't know about or a rough spot in business. And then we've got to be careful to ensure that we have a process that allows people to stay in business, that keeps them able to be employers, that keeps them able to move into the future and create ways for them to then come back and pay off then the debt that they've created through the lack of payment of a tax that was owed.
Well, I think, I don't know, it just offends me that I pay my taxes every,
right.
On the 13th of every month, I put, I go online and I pay my taxes on my, for everything I owe the feds and the state and all this stuff.
Right.
It just offends me when I see that there's billions owed by people out there.
Right.
And some of them are for, hundreds of millions of dollars, and their name is on there year after year after year. I don't understand why, that something can't be done. At least have them declare bankruptcy or something.
Well, again, you can't bankrupt out in taxes. You wouldn't want that to take place. You don't want people then to have to, charge up a tax bill and then be able to then have a discharge by going to court because you don't have money.
I understand. That.
And so obviously you've got that problem. You've got to deal with it. You've got to go through a collection process. But the reality is, even though that number is a large number, 98% of the folks who owe their tax to the BOE pays it. And again, because the numbers are so large, that's a very large number of those who we would talk about as accounts receivable. People who owe money to the state, and there's a process to try to collection. But the reality is, in terms of folks who pay, Californians are understand and want to pay their taxes when they know that they're due. We have a 98% compliance rate, and so we spend most of our time, unfortunately, going after that few percentage that either doesn't pay. Again, there's very few people who don't pay on purpose. The bigger problem that we have to help people through is when they don't understand the tax system. They get, it's not an easy system to understand. And how do we then help them through that process?
Well, that leads to another great question. Why is the tax process so hard?
Unfortunately, each year the legislature kind of makes it more and more complex in that process. And I'm convinced that part of that reason is because there's a element of legislative and gubernatorial leadership that makes it so that if it's confusing, then people don't understand exactly how much they're paying. I'm all for a clear, easier tax system. I just don't think, in given the makeup of this legislature and its leadership, you're going to see a simplified tax system. Mainly because you've got folks in the legislature who basically believe that Californians should be paying more, not less taxes.
Well, that's a bright and cheery way to start off a
Tuesday. For Californians.
Hey, we're here with George Runner, State Equalization Board. He represents the 1st District, about 9 million souls out there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'd like to talk about, the fire tax is still a bad taste in everybody's mouth up here.
Yeah, you know, and we actually introduced a initiative last week dealing with water and high-speed rail.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I also wanted to talk about that, George.
Good,
so let us take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Step into Espresso Joe's for great coffee. It's 39 degrees out there, so you have your latte, espresso, cappuccino, and get into those great, you know, those holiday, holiday pumpkin spice blends that Mark likes. Do you like that frothy kind of cappuccino, right?
I do kind of like those.
I do. I like them. I like lattes, and they've got them there. And you know what? Here's the best thing. It doesn't cost you like your child's next dental appointment to go in and get coffee every day there. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. You know, walk next door there and to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And the best part, not the best part, but a very important part, is it's veteran-owned. And we support our veteran-owned businesses, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. It's 8:15 in the morning here on the 17th of November.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local whole food store.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and today, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is my co-host today. It's the 17th of November. It's 18 minutes after 8, 39 degrees out there, going up to 63 today. Weather brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And John Bastiani started this business 6 years ago. It's going on 7 years ago now, in the middle of that terrible recession, and has become a great success. Why? Customer service. He knows what his customers want. He makes sure that they have the weapons that they're looking for, ammo that they require, and also all of the accessories that go along with it, from optics to ranging scopes to holsters, everything, reloading equipment. The full gamut of supplies are at Bastiani Arms. Not only that, but they teach concealed carry, hunter safety with Seth Stokes. Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop in 2539 Larkspur Lane right here in Reading. Great shop to go to. That's where I buy my guns. Okay, we've got George Runner on the line with us. And, George, I'm going to ask you about the fire tax.
Sure.
I mean, this thing was voted in by our Democratic-held legislature. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even touch most of their constituents. But our people up here are still paying through the nose on this.
Right, right. And that's really what the lawsuit is all about, that that we're supporting, that the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association is spearheading. You know, it was done as a fee. We believe that that is a true miscarriage of understanding in regards to what happened. We look at it as a tax. It would not have been able to pass if it was identified as a tax, because it would have required two-thirds vote of the legislature, and they were able to do it because they labeled it a fee. Now, clearly, in our belief and in the belief of those bringing the lawsuit forward, it is a tax. You know, there's folks that are paying that get no benefit, and it's not going to help, you know, put out a single fire, a hose, or a helicopter, or a firefighter. And, you know, it was done as a way to try to, back a couple of years ago when the general fund was looking for money, it was done as a way to kind of backfill the general fund. And it's time for it to go away. Unfortunately, again, the legislators are not willing to take a look at it. So, I believe the courts will find that they absolutely did it, in a way that, was against state constitution.
So, George, where is this money going to then? It's not going into a restricted fund strictly for the fire?
Well, it goes to a restricted fund, but it's for fire prevention programs. You know, education, weed abatement, those kinds of issues is where it goes to. And again, remember, all those programs were already in existence,
right,
and paid for by the general fund before.
Well, that means that there's got to be a huge excess of money in that restricted account then, if that's the case, because I can't imagine those programs cost that much.
Well, again, it's money that actually the money was being spent better when it was a part of the general fund. The amounts of the money, you know, they didn't increase the amounts of money for those purposes, and the money would then flow into the general, or flow out of the general fund into those purposes, and, you know, as grants for fire districts or counties or cities, as they would be using that money. But once it became then a special fund and money flowed into there, yeah, they're carrying a very large balance on it. I think the balance, I'm trying to remember, but I think it's around $40 million. So
are they giving grants out, George?
They're giving some. Some of the money's being spent. But again, you know, the thing that irritates me about it, and that is it basically identifies those who live in more rural areas, and sometimes they're not very rural areas. They're just unincorporated areas.
Granite Bay.
Are somehow responsible for fires that happen in the state of California. They're like, they're contributors to it. In reality, 95% of the people who live in those state responsibility areas already pay more because they choose to organize and are part of a fire prevention district. It just doesn't make any sense. And it was just a way to balance the state budget on the backs of the people who basically, we're not urban oriented.
Well, you know, I, it just seems, you know, and how much, I think the first year they did it just all went to establishing the infrastructure and salaries. And I guess is it a brand new agency that they formed?
No, it all goes to Cal Fire still, and it's distributed out of Cal Fire. You know, so I don't know if it all went to, I don't believe it all went to that. I think the reality is, that it is just a bad tax. I mean, you know, it's, believe me, when you're trying to collect a tax from people that is, around, you know, just over $100, it's a very hard tax to even collect. It's bad tax policy, even, because the cost of collection for it, makes it so that the revenues collected, you know, a lot of it are eaten up in just administrative costs. And of course, then if you have folks who don't pay on top of that, the idea of trying to run after and get people to pay their small tax amount, can be eaten up, very quickly. And all of a sudden you're spending more money trying to do the collection than you actually are collecting.
Yeah, but that's why we have all those great fees they add on top of that.
Well, yeah, there may be some interest and whatnot attached, but again, because the amounts are so small, it's just, again, bad tax policy. If you're trying to create a bad tax plan, you would not assess a whole, you know, 800,000 people, you know, $140 a month or a year. That just, it just doesn't make any sense. And besides that, the whole purpose of this is that it should be a general fund expense. You know, it's a basic service of government, in terms of fire prevention, fire protection. You don't go out and single out a group of people and say, we think you owe this money.
George, this is Bob, the producer. Yes, I have, received a visit from two high officer type Cal Fire guys in a very nice pickup, and for my $140 a year for the last couple of years, I got two or three very colorful brochures, and so far that's about the only benefit I have seen out of my so-called investment, being punished for daring to live out of town.
Well, right, and you know the odd thing about that, and again, I pay it for a property that I live in, and you know, this crazy thing about that, anybody who lives in these areas realizes that you don't need to be told about fire prevention, because if you don't do your defensible space, if you don't do it, you'll lose your insurance. You're already probably paying a higher insurance amount anyhow. So people don't want their house to burn down. So you're educating people who are really not part of the problem. Because they are self-motivated to take care of all the fire prevention issues around their houses.
The bottom line is, you've got a buttload of Democrats in the legislature. They live in towns. They represent people who live in towns. This was a clever way to get more money, and it wasn't going to affect their people. It just affects us and the people in the outskirts of the cities. That's the only people it touches, and they're not going to change it. They never. It's like green crack. Come on, they've got it's more money. It's more money. So
it was done at a time when there was a budget crisis at that time. They said, "Oh, we need more money. We can't cut services. So this is the way we're going to." Well, now we're in a time where there's several billion dollars left over every year. If it was done as a budget crisis issue, let's go ahead and repeal it then. Because you no longer have that crisis. But no, they won't do that, because once the money starts coming in, it just is impossible for them to let go.
I tell you, okay, our guest is George Renner, who is in the State Board of Equalization, who's right in the middle of all this stuff. And what's the board made? It's Republicans and Democrats, right?
Yeah, it's both Republicans and Democrats. We have three Democrats, two Republicans. But, you know, when we do decisions on taxpayers, it's kind of interesting. It's not nearly as partisan. You know, I've got a short time here, but,
yep.
You know, I want to make sure that people understand a initiative that we filed last week, you know, basically taking the money they're using for high speed rail and putting that money into, water planning and off-stream construction for dams and reservoirs.
Yeah, water retaining areas.
There's not a greater boondoggle we've got going on than high-speed rail for taxpayers. And there's not a bigger crisis that we have going on in California than right now in terms of the inability for us to move water, to save water,
for drought cycles. And so we follow an initiative. If people want more information about that or about tax issues, they can go to georgerunner.com. And on that page, it's, you know, stop the train or water, not trains. If they got a tax question, there's a place for them to identify and ask us a question there, and we can get them information.
Is this initiative, George, is to get enough signatures on this?
Well, what it is we filed it with the Attorney General's office last week. They'll be reviewing it over the next month and a half, and it'll come out for signatures right around the first of the year. So, yeah, the goal is to get on the ballot for next November.
And George, how much money are we talking about?
In terms of trying to get it qualified?
Yeah.
About $2 million it'll cost to actually get it on the ballot, which, again, to me, I mean, it seems like a big number, but it's a substantial policy change.
Right.
You know, it also changes the state constitution to basically prioritize water supply for irrigation and domestic use. You know, we have water at times that we can't even use because of our screwed up priorities.
How much money would we be able to shift? I mean, what are you looking at as in terms of shifting money from the high speed rail to the water?
It's $8 billion that would come from the high speed rail fund, basically the bonds that the voters approved that would go there. And so it's $8 billion there. It also then takes the money that was used, that was voted on, last year for, the water bond and puts that together with it. So it ends up with about just over a $10 billion bond. And it sets up an organization of water specialists that oversee it, not politicians.
I like that. That's good.
I think there should be another initiative just to do away with the high-speed train, period.
Well, I do too, but the reality is that the way that sometimes you have to do that is you have to help people. You know, you use situations like the drought and the fact that we are not addressing it, and you just end up moving. I mean, I'd like to see all the bonds go away. I signed the ballot argument against high-speed rail, 6 years ago, 8 years ago. You know, it's a boondoggle from the beginning. It needs to just go away. But right now, this is at least a way that we think the public would be very interested in because they're all struggling with
water storage,
water setback,
and all that. Yeah.
All that issue. And it's because we don't plan. You know, we have a 50-year-old water system that was planned. And since then, the state of California's population has doubled.
Well, I think that anything that we can do to slow down the high-speed rail and move that money into something that can be useful for our population, because I don't see the high-speed rail doing that. Okay,
yeah.
George Runner,
okay.
Who represents the 1st District, 9 million people, for the State Equalization Board, is talking to us today about what they do, initiatives they've got going, fire tax, which is near and dear to everybody's heart up here that lives outside the city limits,
It
should be. And, George, this isn't the last time. We're going to have you on some more times.
Hey, we'll keep you posted on what's going on. Hey, thank you guys very much.
You bet, George. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. It's 8:32 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Coming soon, Cascade Christmas, a whole new show for the whole family. Don't miss it. Bring your camera for free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Ho, ho, ho.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Fred, what are you cooking for dinner and where is everyone going to sit?
Barbecue and turkey, just like last year, Cliff.
Oh, no, not the giant charcoal cheese puff.
Shut up, Cliff.
Well, you know, Ace has a 30-quart turkey fryer for only $39.99 with Ace Rewards card. And frying oil, 3 gallons for $29.99. Hey, where are you going?
Off to Ace for big November Red Hot Buys.
This month at Ace, there are Red Hot Buys all over.
Your company can sit at a 6-foot fold-and-a-half table, $29.99, limit one at this price. And the folding chairs are $11.99. Unexpected Company can rest easy on a queen-raised airbed with built-in electric pump, $34.99. For those last-minute household repairs before the holidays, Craftsman and Stanley have select tools and accessories, $9.99 each while supplies last.
All these Red Hot Buys and more at Ace, your helpful neighbor. Visit your local neighborhood Ace stores in Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, and Cottonwood.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and my co-host today, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. It's 25 minutes until 9 o'clock, 41 degrees out there, going up to 63. It's going to be like this for the rest of the week, maybe a little chance of rain next week. It's going to be a little chillier, but going up into the 50s and 60s this weekend. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, where their customers are warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Another veteran-owned business. Are you seeing a trend here? And Haven Humane, run by a veteran. KCNR 1460, owned, co-owned with his lovely wife, by a veteran. Bob Belangi, working in production, a veteran. A lot of people out there. Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair, veteran-owned business. And this one. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business right there with DC Tim and the man in black, Logan. Great haircuts, man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of barbershops, the best haircut you're going to get ever in the Northern California area. All right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. And walk on down the street to Classy Cafe, which Millie and Kathy have. Not only will you get hugs when you walk in, you'll get just outstanding breakfast and lunch there. And it's like a mini museum on the walls with all the photos they have of all the people up in Northern California that have served and got their photos on the walls there. It's 8:37 in the morning, and I'm here with Mark Story. And just some of the things that are going on around here is that the Shastade Community Services is looking for volunteers from the community for their annual holiday gift wrapping booth in Mount Shasta Mall. You give them a call at 243-1651. Now, I'll tell you why this is a great deal. It starts on November the 27th through December the 24th. They have people there manning the booth. You can bring your presents in, whether you bought them in the mall or you're just bringing them in, and they will wrap your presents. And they look really, really nice. Are you a gift raptor?
Rapper? No. I have to have somebody help with that.
Here you go. Yeah. And all the proceeds go to helping people out there. They raise funds to provide our consumers with a great Christmas and wonderful New Year. It's nonprofit, and it's for developmentally disabled adults in the community and surrounding communities. So I like to go down and just have them wrap it because they do such a good job, and everybody goes, oh, you did such a great job. Me wrapping is... wow. I need extra paper.
Yeah, the corners.
Oh, I need extra paper corners. To cover the corners because I punch holes through it.
Yeah, same.
Hey, this weekend, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, startup weekend at the Shasta Venture Hub. No talk, it's all action. Launch a startup in 54 hours starting Friday and ends Sunday. Info and registration, go to readingstartupweekend.co. or call the EDC and talk about this. This is going to collaborate and brainstorm with the team on Friday. Now, these are ideas that you have for any business. Then they're going to develop a prototype and a product, and then they're going to brief all of this, present the product, launch a business, all in this one weekend. This is cool.
That's very cool.
It is cool. Holiday Crafts Fair at Frontier Senior Center on December the 5th, 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday, and 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Sunday. And, of course, this Saturday, Forever Our Fair, benefit dinner and dance, all-you-can-eat ribs at the Shasta District Fair in Anderson. The evening will include gun and bucket raffles, silent live and dessert auctions, and Chad Bushnell and his band.
Chad's awesome.
And you're going to be there, right?
I am going to be there, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And Chad, if you haven't heard Chad sing, he's phenomenal.
Dinner tickets are available at the fair office or give him a call, 378-6789. Okay. You got some things you want to talk about.
Yeah, we have a fundraiser going on right now for Haven through T.A. Schmidt Photography. And you go in there through the end of November, get a picture of your pet or you with your pet, and 5x7s are $25 and 8x10s are $50, and all that money goes to Haven. So go in there, get a Christmas card with your four-legged family members, and that money goes back to Haven to help out some of ours.
He'd have to use like a wide lens with you and all your animals, right? You've got like what? You got like eight animals.
He
would. Right?
No, I have six. I have six dogs. I don't recommend that, but I have six dogs. Yes.
Now you told me before you had four dogs.
And
you said you were limited. Your wife would not let you have any more than four.
No, I have six. I've had six for about 4 years now. Yeah.
So it's okay for six is okay. Well, why not
six,
seven?
Six is the legal limit in the city of Reading. You can't have more than six cats.
Yeah,
and dogs.
But who could count them all? I mean, if they were all moving and if they look alike.
I really can't argue with that because sometimes it's hard for me. I have to count when they come from outside.
And sometimes I lose one.
Yesterday,
seventh. Who's number seven here?
Yesterday I was talking to my neighbor and I said, you know what, I got to go, Ray. I think I just lost a dog. And I went in the house and I had to find her. And luckily she was there. So
our friend next door, John and Martha, they got a lot of dogs. And one day I'm watching him load his dogs. And this was a couple of years ago. He had this older dog, an older smaller dog, and I'm looking, and he's trying to get all the dogs into his Volkswagen van, which is really cool. And I see this dog going down the street, and it's an old dog. It just as fast as it could hobble, just down the street, just as fast. It's going for it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, what's that dog going out by itself for? I mean, I wonder if John knows that. And John, here comes John around the corner. I said, he's going this way. And we're running down the street after his dog. he's made a run for it. Be free. Be free. And it is. It was funny. The dog can't see. The dog was just going like crazy down the street as fast as his little arthritic legs could take it. But it was cute.
Yeah, so take your pets down there. T.A. Schmidt, he does this every year for us. It's a great fundraiser, and I know a lot of people take advantage of it, and hopefully more will.
You know, every year, Linda and I say we're going to send out a Christmas card, you know, photo type thing.
There you go.
We have really a nice one taken, you know, with the dog and all that. So maybe we might do that. But better yet, we're going to go down to T.H. Schmidt with our pup.
Yeah.
And have El Keller come down there. And
and Tom takes some great photographs, too.
Okay. Where's that at?
Photography. T.H. Schmidt, I don't know what the street address is. I know it's – I know where it is. I can see it.
Is it in a hotel there?
No. It's down close to Eureka towards the end, but I don't have the exact.
Okay. 1426 Trinity Street in Reading.
Thank you, Bob.
There we go. All right. Good. Okay. Let's talk about – you don't get a chance to talk. We talk Haven Humane and all that. Can you put on a different hat this time without offending people?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want you to offend people. Right, so, no. You know, if this is – I want to talk about – and we just got something on our chat room from somebody sending a link to a video of the thousands and thousands of these refugees. And, I mean, it's a wave, hundreds of thousands. And they're hitting Europe, and they're just coming through. There's no vetting them. There's nothing. Here they come. Two-thirds of them are men. And, you know, men of military, a lot of them of military age. They're not old people. They're not just women and children. Maybe a third of them meet that. The other two-thirds are like, hey, they are military age kind of guys. My question is, when President Obama says that he wants to bring in 200,000 Syrians into our country, how do we know who these people are? I mean, obviously, that to think that we wouldn't get any terrorist in here is just wishful thinking. It's Pollyanna at its very, 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 very best. I remember that when we were over there vetting translators for our military ops, that, you know, just vetting a translator, just one or two translators, that we had to work for weeks to get all the information to make sure we could trust them, you know, to work with us in, you know, in a combat situation, or even just to be translating papers, because he had two different kinds. You had combat translators and you had the other ones that worked, you know, behind the walls. And so, but that evolution took weeks and sometimes months. And now we're talking about 200,000 people.
Yeah, you know they're not going to be able to vet them much at all.
How can they?
Right.
And these able-bodied young men who comprise the bulk of this group are going to do what precisely to earn their keep?
Well, that's it.
Because
that's
the American way.
They don't
way.
Speak, they don't speak English. Yeah, most of them don't speak English. I would say the vast majority don't speak English, so they're going to come in on our systems. Now, they're putting them in already. There's been a number of them come in. So guess where – I think I already mentioned it, but guess where the largest – one of the largest communities is?
You already told
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Boise, Idaho. Boise, Idaho. That's just right up the road here, yeah. Buddy. So I'm not sure how the Syrians can assimilate into that. I guess, well, if they've got beards and they, you know, and they chew cot, maybe they could just chew tobacco then.
I mean, I'm all for helping out, and I get that, and you know, we're a lot more fortunate in this country, thankfully, than most countries. But do we really have the infrastructure in place to be taking 200,000 people in? I mean, with
200,000 is really a drop in the bucket, but it's not the point. The point
is though,
is,
I mean, with our unemployment rate and everything else, I mean, how are we going to support them and continue to rebound, supposedly, from you know, our financial crisis?
That's a good question. But here's the other thing, too, is at what point do we shut down the border? I mean, this, you know, if you look at what's happened is that they just get hundreds of thousands of refugees, and they get to a certain point, and then they just charge. And there's nothing you could do to stop them unless you shoot them. And they're not going to do that. And Merkel says, we'll take in 80,000. Merkel, her country is marching against the Muslims that have come through, that's changing the landscape of their country and the political future of this country by the hundreds and thousands that come in. Because the other thing that happens is, and it's happened in France and it's happened in Italy and all the others, is the Muslim communities outbreed, and I guess is that the right word? They have more babies, outproduce in babies than any other group there. So there's another thing. You know, there's another that's happened, another point that's happening. In London, the most popular baby's name, I think last year, was Mohammed.
In London?
In London.
Wow.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Mark. I was gonna put a middle name in there, but I won't do that. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Turn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you're sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures? Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Passenger, light truck, RV, and ATV tires. Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian. Our tires come with the best in the West warranty. Redding Tire Factory offers a complimentary 20-point vehicle inspection free. Redding Tire Factory, corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, specializing in all aspects of solar energy and energy conservation. When you're ready to reduce or eliminate your power bill with a solar system, call 226-0701. Off-grid and need a power system or have power and want a battery backup system for power independence, call 226-0701. Save money on heating and cooling with a radiant barrier foil and custom-made attic fan systems to keep the heat out. We've installed hundreds of solar power systems, and if our customers have a problem, we take care of it. That's why they tell their friends to call 226-0701. Customers tell us, my power bill was $400 a month. Now it's $400 a year. My neighbor's bill increases every month, while my bill has just been a few dollars a month for years. After installing radiant foil in my attic, my AC comes on later and runs half the time. I used half the firewood last winter having radiant foil installed in my attic. Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, 843 North Market Street, Reading, or call 226-0701.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is my co-host today. And we're having a good time. We talked during the breaks here.
The stream ran during the off time.
No, we don't do that anymore. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by View 202, the only restaurant on the river for every Sunday where they have a brunch, and it's a great brunch. Anything you can possibly imagine there is just outstanding. And of course, Linda sings there with her jazz ensemble from 11 to 1. And she'll be doing that all through the month of November and December. So make sure you come on down. Say hello. Have a great brunch. Enjoy the music. Get into the Mamosa, which is a beer, Stella Artois beer, and an orange liqueur. And then the bottomless mimosas and the bottomless mimosas. Of course, the champagne and orange juice. All of it there. And you're not going to beat the price. View 202, 226-8439 for reservations. Come on out. You said, well, it's a little chilly. Well, they have fire pits and they have the fire, you know, they have the heat flaming tubes going in. It's great. It's warm. And you can just have a good time out there on the patio with us. All right, Mark. The thing about it is, you know, also, too, about France and terrorism. And then the thing last night is preparedness. America letting in 200,000 refugees, but you know, you can say that, and and that was a good point you made. We have a lot of refugees right here with us right now that don't have housing and all this. How could we take in 1,000 or 500? Where would we put them?
Yeah.
And then they don't speak English, and they, for the most part, and so they have to, you know, you have to have such special programs. And I think, frankly, we're too small to assimilate much.
I agree. Even if they did speak English, I mean, if you were going to tell me that you were going to relocate 200,000 people from New York to California today, I would tell you that that's a bad idea, because where are we going to put them? Where are we going to?
Well, when you put them throughout the United States. I think, you know, there's several million that come in every year for immigrants, though. Legally,
yeah.
They come in. And you think about all the illegals. I mean, they find places. And that's the other thing. There's lots of Syrians already here.
Well, and I don't have any issue with that. I just think that, you know, if they're going to bring him in, I hope they have a good plan for it. And I hope they have a way so that they're not setting him up for failure.
I haven't seen Obama have a good plan about anything, frankly. Let's talk about that. I mean, we haven't. And then one of the things that came out last night was, you know, this idea that this was caused by a video, which was briefed by Hillary Clinton, and she's trying to walk out of that, but her words are tied to her, even though that same night shows on her emails. From an email server that she was trying to hide, was that she sent it to Chelsea and said, oh, no, this is an al-Qaeda type of attack. And it was. And when you start having a complex attack with automatic weapons and then mortars, I mean, this is not a bunch of people who just got pissed off about a video and throwing rocks. Of course, everybody in Libya's got a gun, so it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but it sounds like it was pretty coordinated.
Yeah. Anyway, then we talk about, you know, can this happen in America? And this is the scary part. Let me just say this one more time. Active shooter, 5 to 12 minutes. What happened in Paris was 30 minutes all over the city, a huge city, including going into this theater, and just they were in there now for a couple hours before the police could get organized and go after them, in which they killed 79 people in that place and blew themselves up. An active shooter here in town, if you call that an emergency, it lasts from 5 to 12 minutes. The average response time for our police is 16 minutes for an emergency. 16 minutes. That doesn't mean they can't get there earlier, or, you know, other things can happen. But that tells me is that if there is something like that would happen, that you've got to be prepared for that, to be able to get out of the place or take good cover where you're not going to get shot, or be able to defend yourself.
Or hope that one of those 6,500 people with CCWs are in the area.
Better hope there's like four or five.
Right.
And that's the funny thing, too, when you hear this, is the it's one of the people who made the comment yesterday. The people that are trying to take away your gun rights are the ones that you're going to end up protecting if something like that happened.
Yeah.
So.
That's spot on.
It's a type of thing I think we need to take a look at.
Well, I think that, you know, that the nature of police and public safety has changed significantly since 9/11. I mean, and it continues to, because these threats are real. I mean, you know, it's happening all over the world, and for us to think that we're immune to it is ridiculous. And you know,
we have been attacked. I mean, if you look at what happened to those Marine recruiters that were hunted down by this, or they were shot up by this, by an Islamic terrorist. Of course, what happened on Fort Hood with that Islamic terrorist.
Right.
And there's been a couple in that one. I think there's one down in Mississippi, and you know, that shot some servicemen. But you know, those were all military. I mean, they were going after a military target. These guys in Paris went after civilians. With, you know, only thing they were trying to do was kill civilians. It had nothing to do with military targets or even police targets.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure that you know, our intelligence agencies have prevented a whole bunch of them.
Oh,
you know, and
oh,
I'm sure,
you know,
we don't hear about them.
There's no,
probably hundreds of them. Yeah,
they can't talk about the ones they're successful about, and that's the hard thing, because you know, we've worked in that. I've worked in that in counterterrorism and all this. And the thing is, you can't tell the successes you have because you don't want to broadcast it. You know, you just know is that this person's not there any longer, or this cell is down, or whatever. And yet, if they have one little success, it's trumpeted everywhere.
Yeah, you mean,
and people can't forget that either.
The
guys are out there fighting them.
You mean hauling the SEAL team out into public to pat them on the back was a bad idea, as the president did to the guys in SEAL team.
You know, SEAL Team 6 just would have soon not had their names, or even the. It could have been just they could have just said a special operations unit. That's all they needed to say.
They don't do it for the fame.
No.
They don't want it.
No, because the more fame you have, the better chance you have of somebody taking you out.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, in the book 13 Hours, even the ones that are no longer in the team there are, you know, they had their photos in there. But another guy who is a major part of the book, his face is blurred out. And there are two of them. Their faces are blurred out because they're still working there as a government contractor to protect and working on this government security teams, GSTs. So, anyway. I want people to realize, though, is that this is not going to go away, that this war has been going on since before 1990. It's been going on, you know, well before that, that this war is not going to stop, that it's going to continue, and that we have to be prepared, and that at one point, and I don't know when that's going to be, there will be a battle between our way of life. I say our way of life in the Western way of life, and an Islamic fundamentalist way of life. And people say, well, why don't the Muslims stand up and say this is wrong? Well, they did. And they, you know, this ones in France did. The problem with it is, if they're in a Middle Eastern country where the other guys are and they say something like this is wrong, they'll be killed. They kill more Muslims than they kill Christians.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they kill Christians, but they kill a lot more Muslims than they kill Christians, based on which sect they're on.
Yeah, and it's got to be really tough. You know, for those Muslims that, and I would say the vast majority of Muslims obviously aren't aren't for what's going on. No. They're totally against it. And it's a huge majority of them are. And it's the small minority which is causing the issue. But, you know, and you're right. It is a battle, and it's a war. And unfortunately, unlike any other war we've fought, it's not a known target. You know, it's not a, yeah. You know, let's put our guys against these guys and meet in the field and let's just hash it out. It's not like that.
Let's just get out there, and you and me, and it's gunfight time.
Right.
No, it's not going to happen. And, the other thing, too, about this is somebody asked me, and said, well, how could you have pacified Iraq? I said, well, there's a couple ways to do that, but there's no good ways. I mean, if you look at what we did with Japan and Germany, we completely destroyed their infrastructure. We completely took away their government, and we gave them another government, and we stayed there and rebuilt them. The only way to do that is completely tear down Iraq or Iran or Libya, destroy all that, rebuild it, and get those generations. Or you take two complete generations and you move them to an island someplace and start with the third generation. I don't know how you do that either. Okay, Mark, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Well, tomorrow, the sheriff will be here, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions to the sheriff. I mean, I don't
are
know.
Are we ready for something like this?
This is something we need to – I think we'd like maybe have a little round robin here with maybe some hospital and this and say, are we ready for a major incident here? And what would we do? How would we handle this? It might be surprising. The other thing, too, is how many of the schools are ready for an incident to happen? Have they hardened their schools?
Well, I won't.
All right. Hey, tomorrow, like I said, the sheriff, no, everybody, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. French police now say they are seeking a second fugitive, a suspect said to have been directly involved in the deadly attacks in Paris. Russia, meanwhile, stepping up its attacks on ISIS following confirmation that a bomb brought down that Russian jetliner over Egypt last month.
The head of Russia's security service, Alexander Bortnikov, said that according to Russia's experts, a homemade explosive device equivalent to 1 kilogram of TNT went off on board, which caused the plane to break up in the air, which explains why the fuselage was scattered over such a large territory.
Correspondent Lynn Berry in Moscow. Russia's military firing cruise missiles at ISIS positions in Syria today. French warplanes have seen action as well, as France looks to its European neighbors for help in fighting ISIS. Correspondent Lauren Cook in Brussels.
France has come to a meeting of European Union defense ministers asking for support, for aid and assistance, and in this case